doing our habitual thing where on the first Sunday of the month, we invite someone from our community to share a little bit, speaking about faith, sharing about an experience of God's person, purpose, or passion. And so this morning, we're blessed because we have Christina, who's going to be sharing. We're even blessed because she's going to be walking up by herself. Now the pressure's on. Now she has to do it after knee surgery replacement. And so before she comes up, we're going to read our scripture for the day. And then we'll take a moment and offer prayers of encouragement and grace and gratitude for her. Because it is always hard to get up here. Even when you think, oh, I know everybody. But then your knees start shaking once you get up here. And at least they're new knees. But we want to make sure that we are mindful of you. So we'll do that after. We'll read, then we'll offer prayers. We invite Christina up. Then I invite you to listen for the word of God in her testimony of how she has recently experienced God's person, purpose, or passion. And then after her sharing, we'll also pause for a moment of silence to savor and to wrestle with whatever word we might have heard in her testimony today. So a big thank you in advance to Christina for being willing to do this. And a big thank you to us. I think it's great fun to see our community truly alive, where we speak of faith and tell the story of faith in our lives and when we have to, even on Sunday mornings. So I invite you to listen for the word of God in scripture, in silence, and in testimony. Our reading today comes from the letter from the Apostle Paul to the ancient church in Ephesus in southern Turkey. We're reading chapter 1, verses 1 to 2, and then verses 11 to 23. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of God's glory. In him, you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in Christ, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people to the praise of God's glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I, Paul, do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which God has called you. You may know what are the riches of God's glorious inheritance among the saints, that you may know what is the immeasurable greatness of God's power for us who believe, according to the working of God's great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated Christ at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And God has put all things under Christ's feet and has made Christ the head over all things for the church, which is Christ's body, the fullness of Christ, who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Just want to make sure that Christina knows she doesn't have to explain all of that. And yet at the same time, I think whenever we testify to our experience of God's grace, we do actually reveal what Paul is trying to say. So let's pause for a moment as Christina comes up, offering prayers of encouragement and grace and gratitude for her. and for what God is doing in her and through her and by her. Amen. So let's welcome Christina. It's common to, you can go like this as a sign of gratitude or awesomeness. It's what I've always been told in sign language. And she is awesome. Let's welcome her up. So thank you, Christina.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Let me start by saying I'm truly honored that Monty asked me to testify today. This is one of my favorite days of the year. It's a beautiful time to remember our loved ones, our ancestors. And I didn't grow up, although I am Mexican-American, I didn't grow up celebrating Dia de los Muertos. I didn't even know about Dia de los Muertos until I moved to Oakland in my early 20s. And now I do embrace this day because I think it's wonderful. It's such a wonderful time to remember our loved ones. And growing up, we didn't have a tradition of going to the graveside and visiting family, even really attending funerals. So this is a very special day for me. But that wasn't what I wanted to get up here and talk about. I wanted to just share with you from my heart how much everyone here in my church family means to me and just the ways in which I've seen God working through you all. And I don't think that I've ever experienced this in any other church that I've ever been a member of, which hasn't been many, many, but several throughout my lifetime. And since I had my surgery, I got two brand new bionic knees a month ago. Just the ways in which people reached out to me with so much love and kindness. The beautiful card hanging on my living room wall with all the lovely flowers. Notes from people. Our card ministry is just wonderful. It's so uplifting to go to your mailbox. Maybe you're having a down day, maybe you're not. Maybe it's a beautiful day out and you're in wonderful spirits, but just to get a little card, just to know that somebody is thinking of you. And I got cards from people that I didn't even know knew my name. Maybe they didn't know my name and they just grabbed a card and just sent me a word of encouragement. And phone calls from people and your patience in me not calling people back right away, because that's not my strong suit. Prior to my surgery, everyone who was having a joint replacement had to attend a class. And one of the things that we were told in the class was that it's super important to have people around you that are going to motivate you and help you with your recovery. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, that's great. I kind of took it with a grain of salt. And I thought, yeah, okay, not hogwash, but, you know, I didn't put a lot into it. But I was telling Monty when he asked me if I would witness, I said, you know, I understand now exactly what they were saying in that class, because I really feel that I felt the prayers from my church family, from my friends, getting to know people better, from the visits. And I really believe that that's helped me in my healing. It's helped me spiritually. Prior to the surgery, I was having a rough time with a lot of things in my own life. Still having a rough time. But just knowing that I can pick up the phone and call most anybody in here and just talk. I've come to church and I've cried. Most times when I come to church, I'm crying. I should try to have a box of Kleenex near me. But just knowing that there are folks out there praying for me, praying for my family, the way you all have welcomed me in when we got Breeze, just how wonderful everybody has been. I've seen the face of God in so many people here, and I just don't have the words to express how grateful I am to everyone. And I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, I thank you all so much, and I'm so honored to be a member of this congregation and to call you all my church family. And to quote my favorite scripture in the Bible from Matthew 25:45, Jesus tells the people, for now that I said I'm going to quote it, my mind went blank, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got up here now and I got nervous. And Sharon sent me a beautiful
Bible right here for just
text message
reason
this morning, encouraging me that I wouldn't get up here and stumble.
See, I stumble all the time.
I looked it up before.
Nobody knows all the cheat. This thing is filled with cheat sheets.
And this is the verse that I read at Austin's funeral. And Austin's beautiful picture is on the table. 25, 45, which I read right before I got up here, so I'm going to do this.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Thank you. And of course, I have to take my glasses off. So Jesus tells the people, whatever you did not do for the least one of these, you did not do it for me. And I have seen so many people here that have done for the least one of all of us. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. I apologize that I got up here and choked because I feel that I'm among friends and family, so there should have been no reason for that. God bless you all and thank you.
Let's pause for a moment in silence just to savor the word you might have heard in those words and stories. Giving thanks as well for Christina and for her courage and willingness to share. Amen.